Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to announce to you guys, on schedule, we are back. We are back indeed. Welcome to the 2017 Happy New Year edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself, the man with the plan, the man that will one day take over the office for Donald Trump in 4 years. I am the Hot Rod.
You honestly believe that the planet is going to be around that long?
Of course. Donald Trump will take us to the promised land, I'll guarantee you. But, and on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is Sean Black in the building once again, starting year number 3 of the Absolute Truth. Think about that.
Year number 3, 3 years. This is going to be our 3rd year together.
Yes.
And on the other phone line, you know what? I'm going to start this new year fresh and right. I'm not going to crack up no jokes. I'd like to introduce you to the lovely, talented, and wonderful friend of ours, Anitra B.
Hi, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Rodney is obviously drunk.
Well, not drunk enough. One of the two. How are you doing?
I had a couple of drinks before we started. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
You know? I knew it. Oh. You see, the compliment's only there when he's intoxicated.
Yes. When he's had all of his cranberry juice. Yes.
No. Remember, I'm washing my sugar down. It's seltzer water I'm drinking.
Oh, it's seltzer. Okay. I'll keep that up.
Yes. Yeah, no more cranberry juice. I have to wash my sugar intake because I'm getting older now. So to anyone who's out there who's happy to listen to us, which I doubt it. First of all, thank you and Happy New Year to you and yours. I know we took a little break on schedule because we all have personal needs to take care of, but we are back. And ladies and gentlemen, I could speak for all three of us. For 2017, we will be better, bigger, and piss people off some more this time, and that's our New Year's resolution. Right, Sean?
Of course.
Like, why have it any other way? So, I know how much Sean loved this topic over here. You can't stop talking about it. But before I get to him, 2016 was a crazy, hectic year for all of us, both entertainment, news, personal, whatever the case could be. In the beginning of the show, we were talking about racism and police killing nonstop. It was like every other week was the same old back and forth, until Donald Trump took over and just killed everything like nothing else ever happened. Anitra B., what was your thoughts of 2016 in general? What were the craziness that's going on? Like, there's so much news, we can't even go into it right now because that would take us like a whole year with so much had happened.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you think, dear?
A roller coaster ride. Just went up and down. That's the best way I can describe it. It was in some form of fashion, it was about the same bullshit. But it was a true roller coaster ride.
Sean Black?
3 words. Doom, death, and transition. Those are the 3 words that I think of when we're talking about 2016.
DDT. It's interesting. DDT.
Yes, DDT. And I felt like I was dropped on my head the entire year. So we'll go with that.
But what do you think that?
Well, Doom, based on the fact that we had so many changes in the world between the way the weather has changed. We know that, you know, we're getting more and more drought in certain areas of the country and drought in the world. We've had a failing water system. Ask the people in Flint. Ask the people in certain parts of California who now they're finding out that their water is actually worse than in Flint, Michigan.
Is it? I've read about that. Isn't that amazing?
Exactly.
But it's not surprising that it's California, where they always had like a high pollution problem for a very long time.
Yeah, it's not a surprise to me. And the reason why it is because it's not reported. And a lot of the officials that have tried to make sure that, you know, just drinking water is safe has gone right down the toilet. You know, we have now the continuation of what's been going on between Flint and in California. I wouldn't be surprised if over the next 6 months you start hearing other cities popping up talking about things like that. This is nothing new, because a lot of these, the checks and balances in the country that's supposed to make sure everything is safe is being shuttled under the rug by a lot of special interest groups and companies and people that are friends of other people that don't want regulation, just so they can continue to make money. And the reason why what happened in Flint happened was because the city was trying to save money. And what ended up happening is they're going to eventually spend more money because they ended up polluting all the drinking water in the city, in that city, for the most part.
All right, so let's go to the crazy mindsets for a second. Mm-hmm. Can you really blame them if they're trying to find a way to save money and they don't have the money, other than being greedy about it?
That's understandable. But see, here's the problem. If you're trying to save a city money, the one thing that you're supposed to do is to make sure that solution that you come to is actually safe. Because not only are you setting yourself up for the death part that I was talking about, where I said death, doom, and transition, you're also setting yourself up for a hefty amount of lawsuits, which is going to cost even more money in the long run, because so many people are going to sue the area into the Stone Ages. And these are the kinds of things that happen on a regular basis now, where the city doesn't want to spend the money that it takes to fix infrastructure, to fix pipes. How many news stories have we heard over the year about sinkholes popping in out of nowhere because the infrastructure in the street has been old, the pipes have been at least over a century old and haven't been changed or worked on since? So now we're starting to see, you know, we saw earlier in the year a California museum that had Corvettes get a sinkhole and sink straight into the ground. Or we hear about other places where they're having mudslides because there are earthquakes and tsunamis and all kinds of things happening all over the place, because nobody is fixing infrastructure. Nobody's making sure that that's taken care of.
So, Anita, do you blame Obama for all this that's happening? Was on the administration?
No. These are issues we've had way before Obama. It's just happening. Everything is just falling now because the fact that even before him, nothing was ever maintained or fixed properly. This is kind of what happens.
And the funny thing about it is Obama actually ran on his second term that he wanted to fix infrastructure and create jobs to make sure that infrastructure is fixed. But as you're going to hear this word we've talked about over before, obstructionism was pretty much what defined President Obama in his two terms in the White House. Because a lot of the things that he wanted to do to bring fruition and attention to, he wasn't able to get pushed into law, or at least to get the ball rolling, because the Republicans that were in office continually blocked and filibustered and did everything that they could to make sure that certain things that he wanted to have done didn't get done.
Oh, okay. Already Sean is letting things off his chest already. It's only, what, 2 days into the new year?
Yes. Like
it's
I
dressing.
Said, death, doom, and transition.
Oh, okay, so talk about transition. Let's
yes.
talk about our favorite topic of the year. No doubt, as Sean Black and I discussed a few weeks ago, Donald Trump, whether you agree with it or not, is Time Person of the Year. He is the mouth that everybody... His name is on everybody's mouth. And as on this show, like everybody else, despite you can't stand talking about him, you can't. Because once again, the media and everything else is throwing Trump into our faces. Like I told Sean Black earlier, it's amazing how people are talking about President-elect Trump like he's doing something right now, and he's not even in power yet until, what, January 20th?
Yes,
it's amazing because I never heard a president-elect get so talk and so hype about. Like, is the media still shocked that he's becoming the president of the United States, Anitra?
Apparently, people are still shocked that, you know, we're surrounded by stupid people. I don't understand why they're shocked by this, but apparently they are. Like, yes, people, your neighbors, Juan, shake their hand for not voting for not voting in the election. You could thank them for the moronic venue we're gonna experience for the next 4 years of our fucking lives.
Okay, it's funny that you mentioned that, Alicia, because a lot of people have talked about the voting system. Like, everybody's an expert, and I don't know the definite answer, so excuse me, but a lot of people told me not enough people voted, despite
exactly.
the popular
That's
vote
exactly
and everything.
That's exactly what happened. Yes. The people who talked all this shit didn't express their right. If they would have done what their mouths said they were going to fucking do, we would not be in this position right now. We're in this position because it's the same song and game. People will yell and rant and rave like lunatics, but won't actually do anything about it. They take zero action.
Exactly.
They'd rather just complain.
Okay.
And this is the result of what happens. This is it.
And the microcosm of that was kind of the polarizing conversation from the summer where we talked about Colin Kaepernick. And the fact that he falls in that demographic that was looking at change, the millennials that are trying to make a difference or at least get their issues talked about and discussed, where he felt that he wasn't, quote-unquote, a citizen in this nation because a lot of the problems that the African-American community faced weren't being addressed. And he decided to take a knee. He decided not to salute the anthem. He wouldn't stand. But see, part of that problem is in his right to protest. What he did not do is coming back to what Anitra was talking about is he did not vote. And the one thing that anybody in this country that is born a citizen that has a right to do, because people died for it, is to vote. And you cannot complain. When your vote is not cast, that means your vote is not heard, which means your vote does not count. And if you don't do that, you don't get the right to complain about what happens in the White House and all of the things that have been going on over the last month and change since the election happened. We've been hearing all of the craziness that's been coming from Trump and his people and all of the people that he is now lining up to be in his cabinet, which looks to me like he is going to try and run the United States the way Michael Bloomberg, as mayor, tried to run New York City, which is like a business. And that doesn't happen.
Go further, sorry. Go further. I'm happy you brought up that great point, because I know how much you're going to stand Bloomberg as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, he won 3 terms as New York City mayor. So apparently, whether he bought the election or not, he did something right. And a lot of people are criticizing. Basically, come up to my main question. Should we give Donald Trump a chance? Should we run this country as a business now? Because what does in the end, before you answered, a lot of people told me they gave Donald Trump a chance because what does America want? Even though it's out there, people want jobs. And that's why they went for Donald Trump, because people want jobs. What jobs can Donald Trump give to us? I know you're going to say that. I don't know. But that's what's in the mindset of people. So, Sean Black, I know your answer, but should we give Donald Trump a chance at least?
Well, we kind of don't have much of a choice. I mean, it's
exactly.
not like we have an alternative. I think that
instead of bashing him and, like, calling him names and, like, a narcissist, and everything, which he is.
Oh, I've been
Should
past
be like,
the name-calling part. We're already, as a friend of mine used to call it, we're at nut-cutting time, where this is the area where we're now down to the wire. Everything is going to happen. It's already set in stone. We already had all the electoral votes counted and recounted and all the other stuff. It's in the stars. He's going to be president come January 20th. Now, the issue is whether or not you're going to give him the benefit of the doubt based on the fact that he had no political experience at all. That's the first president that's ever been or has ever run has had not a single drop of experience in any political area of the country.
True. Anitra always brought that point up, and I always say it seems like it doesn't matter anymore now.
Well,
anyone could become anything now.
And the reason why is because we are in a society now that, one, wants results now. Number two, as I've said before, has the attention span of a fruit bat because they don't remember anything from 5 minutes ago, far less 5 years ago or 5 days ago. And the reason in being is because, like The Apprentice or The Bachelor or Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, everything has to be done in a judging fashion TV-wise. And I think that's what this country is basically run on. I think that if you look at the way the election went, it was whittled down almost like a big competition that was done on television and voted on by people calling in a 900 number, because that's how it felt. But now we're getting to the point where this is going to happen, and the people that Donald Trump has lined up in his cabinet, these are the people that are going to be in charge of making sure that the children in the country have programs for schools, that people have jobs, that other companies do business with other companies and make sure that certain transitions happen, certain interactions with other countries happen to make sure that there's economic balance throughout the world. All of those things that I just brought up are going to probably be thrown in a blender, turned on puree, and poured in the toilet. Because already the first couple of days that Donald Trump was in as president-elect, he did one of the things that has not been done as president-elect in over 40 or 50 years. And as he got on the phone and talked to the president of Taiwan, and that is a big no-no in the eyes of China. China has this thought process of called one China policy, where they recognize that the United States knows that Taiwan exists, but really doesn't communicate with them. And that's kind of like what keeps trade between China and the United States the way it is, and that definitely offended China. So he's already taking the things that we're used to and throwing it against the wall, and now he's upsetting a lot of different people. That's what's going to be
looked at. Okay, but sometimes we need change, right? We need to do things differently now, right? We've been on the same mindset of politics for a very long time. Maybe we need a different mindset of how we do things now. China has taken jobs away from us, right?
On some level, yeah.
On some level. Factories are... China is more economic than us because most of the jobs went over to China because of the cheap labor. we discussed that many times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? He's talking to Russia right now. We know for a fact him and Putin are BFFs. It's no secret. Don't be surprised if they think got hacked and he got rigged for Trump to win the election. I would not be surprised at that concept.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Is this how business works? You know?
But see, the problem is when you're running – it's one thing if you're running a business to make a profit for yourself and for other people within that business. That's one thing. It's another thing to run a business at the expense of your own country's safety and well-being to make other cronies that you hired rich at their expense. That's the problem and the foresight that's being seen, where Donald Trump, when he got in office, the first thing that he said was, his expression was, we're going to drain the swamp, which meant he's going to stop traditional politics, and he keeps bringing up making America great again. All he has done has surrounded himself with the same people that are doing exactly what he said he was going to do against. He has them now working for him. The same people that claim that they wanted nothing to do with him because he's an evil, boorish individual, he's a pig, he's a womanizer, he's this and that, the first thing they did is, oh, I got a job for you. Come on along. Here you go.
Okay, see, right there from that statement alone, Sean, it sounds like a contradiction on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, I don't like you, Sean. I don't like you, Anitra. Y'all guys are full of crap. But, hey, I have a job for you. Hey, come aboard. Because, once again, it's all about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like Anitra said, people are stupid, right? So, Mitt Romney can't stand Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to, how many times he went for an interview for Secretary of State?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
True.
You are no part of it, but at the same time, you have no choice because it's all politics.
And that's part of the problem with the whole process. And this is the reason why a lot of people are really upset at what Donald Trump is doing, in the sense that you're bringing up front all of these people that were enemies and all of these people that he dumped on and insulted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then now all of a sudden they almost have handouts. Like, Leah, you got a job that I would like to take. Now, I haven't seen many of these Republicans that have been running for a lot of the jobs in the cabinet and have opened their hands and said, I'm not going to go there, I have conviction, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of them are keeping their personal feelings, I guess, tailored down so that they can continue to push the Republican agenda along so that they look like there's party unity involved. And we know by far that that's not the case. The unity involved is they have the Senate, they have the House. And that's where a lot of that obstructionism that I talked about earlier that President Obama had to deal with over 8 years is now going to be smoothed out on some level, where a lot of things that Trump would like to push hasn't, not to say that they're going to go through, but it's going to be an easier transition. The instance I'll bring up is the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, which has been attempted to be knocked down by the Republicans. I believe it was 60 times that they tried to knock it down, and each time it was thrown to the ground because it's law. Now, the first thing that they said, that they're going to fast-track repealing Obamacare. But see, here's where the worrisome part is. You have 20 million people that have health care because of the Affordable Care Act. They're going to repeal the law. And what are they going to replace it with? Nothing. Because they're going to let it sit on the barn burner for about 2 or 3 years until they get something, quote unquote, as I think Donald Trump said, we're going to replace it with something terrific. Okay, instead of throwing out platitudes, why don't you tell me what you're going to replace it with? So they're basically now, because of the thought process behind the fence and the thought process about having a Democrat using that as law, when it was okay when Mitt Romney used it when he was a governor, and that same thought process, now they want to repeal it and just let it sit on the barn burner. So you're going to go back to ripping health care away from 20 million Americans just because. And that's part of the danger in what's been going on.
Okay, and so Anitra B, what do you have to say about this, what Sean said?
I've been very vocal about this. I'm not a fan of Obamacare.
Actually, on a personal level, if you don't mind me asking, do you have Obamacare, and what's your thoughts about it?
No, I don't. I'm choosing to take the tax cut because it's insanely expensive. Obamacare only works for the poor or the rich. It does not work for the middle class. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay to live, and it does not work for the middle class. It's ridiculously expensive for no fucking reason.
And that's been the biggest complaint about the Obamacare thing.
Just so I can be clear, guys, I did the math. It's cheaper for me to take a cut for the next 4 years. 4 years for me to take the penalty than to get Obamacare.
And the penalty, I believe, is...
Understand where I'm coming.
It's $650, I think, or
$640
as a penalty.
$700 a year. It's cheaper for me to take the cut than for me to get the health insurance. Even I'm talking about even the basic health insurance, just the basic plan, the basic this and that. It's still cheaper for me to take the cut the next 4 years, and that's with them doubling it. It's 7, then 14, and it goes up. It's still cheaper for the next 4 years for me to do that.
Okay. We have the fourth member, K-Dog, is in the house. He's on Obamacare because he is a dog. But K-Dog, how you doing? Hello, K-Dog?
I think he's so upset he's not vocalizing anything right now.
His pitch is so loud, we can't hear it.
Nah, it's not K-Dog. It's Brother B.
Oh, Brother B.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Hey there.
Happy New Year,
my friend.
Rodney, pour yourself another damn drink.
Sean Black and the Hot Rod. God bless you all. I'm glad you guys made it into another new year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Happy New Year, darling.
Thank you. I got a question for you guys.
Well, first of all, my apologies. I got your number mixed up with K-Dog's number, so my apology on that, Brother B.
Too much grapefruit juice. That's what it is.
Yes.
Not enough grapefruit. There's not enough seltzer water in there. That's the problem.
No. Well, go ahead, Brother B.
Yeah. You know, I had a taste of this Hennessy Special Blend. OMG. Wow. Got to try that stuff. Excellent.
Really? I have to try that.
I think it's called Mastercraft or something like. Either way, it has a white label on it. But oh man, you're gonna get your money's worth. Great, and I'm not a Hennessy drinker, but that stuff is good.
All right, I will keep that in mind.
That's something you definitely put with your Lipton tea. But I got a question. Now, with all that's going on with Trump, do you think, besides him pissing some people off, which we already know he's going to do, do you think this is going to be an opportunity for a spike in maybe some type of terrorism on this side of the world? And do you think that Putin has a plan?
I think Putin always had a plan, which is what I think is the reason why we've been hearing so much about Russians hacking into the DNC and trying to influence the election and perhaps many other things that we probably aren't privy to because the government wants to keep certain things on the hush-hush. As far as an increase in terrorism, I don't know if we're going to hear about an increase in terrorism, at least not on the scale of like a 9/11, God forbid, or anything like that. But I think you'll probably hear more along the lines of like the guy that tried to blow up the plane with a shoe, the shoe bomber plane, or the guy in or what happened, little cells of people that trying to do things on their own that go rogue. I don't think you're going to hear a lot of, 35 people decided to go and do this or that. I think what you're going to end up hearing about is one person, because they sympathize with a cause, is going to go out on go alone and do something stupid. I think you hear more about that.
So basically you're saying you're not going to see another 9/11?
I don't think so. And I think the reasoning behind it is because Donald Trump is going to be president. Security is going to go through the roof based on the fact that he's going to be commuting between the White House and New York anyway. And
this is a man who says, "Oh, I don't read the intelligence briefings, or that's, I'm a smart guy." Like, he says this stuff with extreme arrogance.
Well, of course.
And I think he puts us out there to get spanked. Like, he puts his ass out there to get spanked.
Now, I'm under the impression that at some point, somewhere, somebody is going to try to sit him down and try and get into his head. And the reason why I say that is because there is a danger involved with, like you just stated, his complete and utter arrogance about himself, his ability to do whatever, and negotiate deals, and on some level, something will backfire on him. I don't know what, I don't know when, but at some point, something will happen. And he will have to come to grips with the fact that he is not just doing deals on properties and houses and golf courses. He's going to be doing things that are going to take care of the lives of people in this country and abroad, because the things that he does here are going to affect things overseas, and that's going to affect economies, and it's going to affect a lot of other things. Those kinds of things are going to have to come to he's going to have to come to grips with. Somebody is going to have to talk to him about it. Now, will it happen? I don't think it'll happen initially, but it's at some point it will.
Okay, K-Dog, I see you. I'll go to you in a minute. K-Dog, finally. Anita, what do you think?
You know damn well a bunch of stupid people who do a bunch of stupid shit.
Okay.
Or that hot take.
Okay.
I agree with her. I think
I'm not going to see too much terrorists, but I'm going to see more of a racial division now. You think we talked about racism before?
Oh, forget it.
I think this is going to be up to a new level now. So I'm more concerned about that compared to terrorists, because like Sean said, there are always going to be ads here and there, I believe. There will be some idiot trying to blow himself up, or they're going to the club and start shooting people up, because that seems like that's the new it now. Or they go take a truck and start running through the mall or through people in the streets. But why we have terrorists if we're too busy killing ourselves over a skin or a color or a religion? And you have someone like Trump saying, hey, you know what? Muslims are evil. And now you look at every Muslim person out there, you think that Muslim is probably going to plant a bomb or something. So I'm more concerned about that. So here's my question to you, Brother B. Because I've read this in a story. More black people are buying guns now to defend themselves. Do you think that's the right thing to do right now?
Well, me personally, I don't care what color you are. I mean, you got the right to defend yourself, so be it. But I don't think black people should be going out there and buying guns out of fear, because that's stupid. First of all, when you do stuff out of fear, it's really not going to work out well for you, because it's not like you're really looking at the realism of it. Like me, yeah, I carry a gun for a living. I've been carrying a gun for like 10 years, and I go to the range. I practice. I don't just buy a gun just to buy a gun. Like, I know how to shoot a gun. I know how to break down a gun. Some people are just going to buy it just to buy it and not know how to use it. So that's like a man buying a dildo, and that's like a heterosexual man buying a dildo with no girlfriend. What are you going to do with that,
Sean?
What are you going to do?
Don't come over here and then ask me for any answer like that. That's more you.
Okay. 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 K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, y'all? First up, Happy New
K-Dog,
Year, everybody. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Oh, boy.
Hey,
Happy
what's
New
going
year.
On? Happy New Year.
That was such a bad segue to K-Dog, and I don't even think he realizes it.
How you going to turn it over to Sean, man? Oh, man.
Go ahead. No, hey, man. Go ahead, K-Dog. Talk about the dildo. Go ahead. Entertain me.
What the hell? All right. Yo, listen. First up, let me just say this. I'm glad that 2016 is over now. Okay, 2017 is here. Hey, let's wish for good things. Well, anyway, as for people buying guns, that is the most idiotic idea, because you know why? They want us to buy guns. That's basically it.
Yeah, but what's wrong with defending ourselves? If you're a family man,
no,
you won't protect yourself. You shoot, protect yourself with a gun, right?
True, but it's not how you shoot. It's who you're shooting. That's the question. Who are you going to shoot with the gun?
Okay, so Brother B, I'm not talking about you in particular, but does buying a gun change your mind frame of life, of how you handle life? Like, if I step on your shoes, you get upset. You tell you're going to shoot me now? Like, because you have a gun,
yeah.
You think you have power?
Listen. It's like putting a raisin in the hand of a baby. Like you're looking for trouble. Like it, a firearm,
it is.
Can turn some. It can turn cowards into Superman. And
give you
I
that
don't
sense
think
of
everybody
power.
Should have a firearm. Not everybody is in their sound mind to have a firearm. Not everybody, you know what I'm saying, wants to use a firearm in the right way. So, no, I don't think everybody should have a firearm. I think it's very stupid that there's been a spike. Because, first of all, if African Americans, if you're going to go buy something, like, I want to go buy real estate, go do something, but you're going to go buy a gun to do what? Who are you going to shoot? You can't carry
exactly.
it around. You're not given a full carry. So if you're carrying around a gun and you're not going to the range and you're just going to the supermarket and with a gun on you, you're going to jail. If you get caught, you're going to jail. So there's and the whole there's rules to this, and it's sad to say some of our people don't read, so they're probably not going to read what you are not supposed to do and just think about what they can do.
Well, coming from the streets, we all from the streets, you go by the word from word of mouth, from friends. Hey, yo, get the 45 or get the 38 or get this, get that, get the 2.5. And that's how you do
well,
it. This is how we get,
well,
get our training from the streets.
Listen,
word of mouth. Word, this ain't this culture ain't word of mouth. Gun culture.
No, it's not.
Really,
it's
not word of mouth.
Because you know what? Let's just say you have a beef with somebody. You get into a fist fight. What you gonna do? You get jacked up. All right, yo, I'm gonna go handle this. Yeah, you're gonna go handle it in a stupid way by pulling out a gun. That proves you're a coward. That's not being a man. That's not making you. It's not gonna make you hard by pulling out a gun and shooting somebody. It doesn't make you hard. Not at all.
All right. Well, let me go to Anisha.
It's a cowardly act.
Do you blame Barack Obama, or do you think he had that major impact of Donald Trump becoming president?
No. Donald Trump is president because, unfortunately, we're surrounded by a lot of stupid people.
No, but do you
That's
think because
why.
Do you think because America cannot stand black men being president? Let's be honest about
no.
it.
No, that's ridiculous.
Let me just bring up something. Pardon me for interrupting.
Yes,
but,
I just want to
point out something that's very important that people need to look at. Election Day, 2016. Did you know that 46% of the country did not vote? That's what gave
yes.
Donald Trump the lead. 46%. And people think, oh, it's a small number. No, it's not a small number. It's a huge majority of people who decided to sit it out.
And with that being said, Anitra B. said it correctly. A lot of stupid people.
Stupid
so
people.
That means
exactly.
46% of this country, stupid.
Think about that.
Yeah.
There's 300
they
million
the
people ball. In the United States. So if you're figuring... I would say 200 million of those are voting age. Half
mm-hmm.
of that
yeah.
didn't vote. So think about that.
Exactly.
But, okay,
and you know
so
what else?
Years.
When days following the election, all those protesters, they said a majority of those protesters didn't even bother going to the polls. So what mm-hmm. the hell were you protesting for?
Because
okay,
unfortunately, this is the basic. This is what happens. This is what our country's become. There are people out there that would rather run their mouth, bitch and complain
exactly.
and cry and whine instead of getting off their ass and doing something.
And doing anything. They don't want to do nothing. It's like, you know, if you're
and
not
this is
be
what happened. Now
it,
we
shut
have
up.
This guy is our president because people
exactly.
did not want to get off their ass.
No, no, people did
and
get off
know,
their ass. It was the wrong people that did not get off their ass.
Exactly,
apparently,
because, you know,
the rednecks went up and voted for Donald Trump, let's be
yes,
honest.
Yes, they did. And a huge majority of the middle of the white middle class voted for Trump because they said that in states that Obama won 4 years ago, Trump won them.
Mm-hmm.
States
mm-hmm.
like Massachusetts, Ohio, Pennsylvania,
Michigan,
Florida, Michigan.
Michigan was a big one.
So once
yeah,
again,
you
guys,
you just proved
the point, guys, that Obama had an impact. Trump did not want to run for president for all this time. Because of black men, and of course, before the election, Trump and Obama were going at it.
I wouldn't
and
say.
Yeah. The reason why they voted the way they did was because Hillary's camp assumed that she automatically had
was
those
gonna
votes.
Win.
She didn't campaign
exactly.
hard enough in certain areas because
exactly.
they just assumed. assumed that's what happened. Honestly, don't think it was. I personally don't think it had anything to do with getting Obama out of office because
no.
he was leaving anyway.
Nope.
He can't run another term.
If that was the case, then Hillary Clinton wouldn't have won the popular vote by 2 million votes. If
exactly.
that was the case,
exactly.
because Hillary
well,
basically
guys,
was
Sean,
there
the
to.
The popular vote doesn't count now.
No, no. What I'm saying is, if it was if
she won
the idea
vote
was behind
million.
It being a black person being president was the reason why Trump won, then the popular vote. Extinguish that
because,
thought process because
yeah.
the, if Hillary is being ushered in by the popular vote, then the people that voted for Hillary wanted to extend the Obama legacy by having
right.
her get in. Not saying that that's because that's why it didn't happen or whatever was the case. What I think it is, though, is if you're looking at the way the voting went, like Anitra stated, the people that thought that those states that were classically Democratic for the last 8 years, another big state that killed Hillary was Wisconsin. And
yeah.
Wisconsin was a big Democratic state. But see, here's the problem. Hillary didn't campaign in Wisconsin for 7 months.
Nope, she didn't.
The last time she was in Wisconsin, I believe, was back in May, or it was either April or May. And she hadn't been back to the state to campaign and put any money into campaigning in that state because she assumed that, well, we got this state. And that's what completely, the complete opposite of what happened. The state flipped. So that is a big reason. I don't think it had anything to do with Obama. It had everything to do
nope.
with the way the campaign was run and Hillary's arrogance towards thinking she had Democratic states locked up. The only Democratic state she knew she was going to get without effort was California and New York. And that's about it. Everything else in the middle, that was a flip. That was a toss.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, people just didn't care to vote because people looked at it like this. Oh, well, they saw Hillary leading in the polls. Well, okay, Hillary's going to win it. Oh, well, let me stay home.
All right, so Brother B, do you see Donald Trump doing a decent job in the next 4 years?
I see him making money. I see him making money and pissing off people that he promised stuff to.
And is there anything wrong with that? Because let's be honest, he's going to run this country as a business, where he's a businessman, not a politician. And there's anything wrong doing that?
Well, I think it's – well. I mean, if you look at corporate, I'll never forget, real quick, I'll never forget when I was watching TV around, I was watching the news around the time of that Enron situation.
Mm.
And there was a Caucasian man, an older dude, I think it was like in his 60s. He came on TV and he was kind of crying. He was like, I lost all my money, I've lost everything, me and my wife, love it. Like, what are we going to do? That's corporate greed, and that's what he's going to bring. And that corporate greed hurts people. It may make money for some, but it's not going to make money for all.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, we're still going to be at the bottom of the list, still getting crap on, and still have to deal with racial profiling and everything else that's going on in this crazy world today.
In terms of black people, yeah, it's going to do something up. It's nothing going to do anything. But the thing is, some of us got to stop looking for the handout. We got to stop looking for, hey, help me. Like, go out there and get it your goddamn self.
And I'll make you a prediction that the middle class will shrink even more so than we've been hearing about over
yeah.
the last couple of years because of the discrepancy in the top 2%. And the bottom 2%. There's going to be more money funneled toward the top, and it's going to squeeze the middle class out even more so than they already are. They're living on, this is a living wage. You're literally a paycheck away from being homeless nowadays.
So, for the people that don't live in New York, you could make six figures in New York and still not live a wage in New York City, and it's really nothing. You
yeah.
may get a quarter more, but you go get taxed 50 cents more.
Yeah,
so
I have a friend.
Lose.
I have a good friend of mine that works for a good job, postal job, makes a pretty good living, but also has to deal with raising children, rent, insurance, car notes, et cetera, et cetera. And when you, even if you're making really good money, you still have to squeeze in where the cost of living is going to be in that space. And it gets harder and harder and harder when you're doing that.
Yes, it does. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, who do you think is going to be paying higher taxes? That's the question. It's not going to be the multimillionaires. It's not going to be those big businessmen. It's going to be the ordinary Joes.
And it's taxes proportionate to what they're making. Not necessarily high taxes. It's high taxes as a percentage of what you're making, which makes it worse. And that's part of the problem.
Well, this is why you have to prepare. People have to realize that these things are going to happen. So it's, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own well-being. So this is why 401ks exist. This is why retirement plans exist. People need to get out there, educate themselves properly, and prepare.
Well, one thing Anita brought up to me personally when we was out drinking special water, that people need to know to live within their means and not above their means. That's another problem.
Yes.
Exactly. Because you know what? You have too many people out there. There's a saying that I always say that I'm sure you guys have heard me say it off the air. You cannot buy a Cadillac by hoopty means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that
means?
Well,
it's like having champagne taste on Kool-Aid money.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's heard that.
If you can, and if you can't afford it, people, don't buy it. What the hell? I mean, that's what they're selling for.
Well, here I am. How about someone like me will tell you guys, like, you know what? It's your money. Do what the hell you want with it. You work hard for it, right?
Yeah, but that's what some people have an excuse about. They say, I have a right to treat myself. Yeah, you have a right to treat yourself, but yet don't go crying broke later on and saying, oh, my goodness, I'm heavy in debt.
Yeah.
That's so much debt.
That's the mentality that led to what happened during the early 2000s, when everybody was going through the internet stuff and everybody was getting subprime mortgages, and you know, there's no way you're going to be making $30,000 and be able to afford a $2 million home.
Exactly.
And then not expect a payment to come out that you can't afford, and then wonder why you lost your home.
Right. Well, talk about home. We have 10 minutes left. I have to go to this funny topic because I was finding it hilarious because I was crying laughing because I was drunk, of course, on New Year's
Eve. I know what you're going to talk about. I was cracking
up too. Mariah Carey, their performance on New Year's Rockin' Eve show, and she had like a little mishap. It was a he say, she say moment. But Sean, do you think her reaction on the stage was professional? Like what caught me, things happen. I'm not criticizing the performance. Like, you know what? She's supposed to limp sing, it bulges, whatever. But do you think she was a good sport about it? Because,
you
know, the internet went crazy.
Of course not. And the reason why is because she acts like a spoiled brat. Everything is supposed to be done her way. And if it doesn't go her way, she's going to cash it in and then just, you know, not do what she has to do. The problem was that she was supposed to do, I guess it was supposed to be like a 5-minute song, singing her own songs or whatever was the case. And this isn't the first time where she's had a lip-syncing incident. There was an instance that happened some time ago, I think it was a year or so ago, where she forgot the words to her own song and couldn't remember it in the middle of, I think it was a concert that she was doing, and she just kind of hummed through it or she was, you know, whatever was the case. She and people of her ilk that are super rich, that are entitled, and don't feel that they need to do certain things that they want to do only if it helps them out. She came across like a spoiled brat. She decided not to do the performance. She walked off, and then she went and blamed the production company, which was Dick Clark Promotions or Productions, who is in charge of the entire New Year's show, and said that they were out to sabotage her because they didn't like her or some excuse.
Well,
I'm trying
to
be ridiculous.
Anisha?
I don't care.
I know, I figured that. Brother B?
Well, I really don't.
Like, it's irrelevant to me. I couldn't care less. She knows I'm being a diva. Why was the city surprised? And why were people surprised that she was lip syncing? This is what they do. I mean,
exactly.
Come on, people.
Nothing new.
And people don't realize some shows, they want you to lip sync and not sing live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's a perfect performance.
And it wasn't. It's not even a problem if she was lip syncing, because we've seen many celebrities do award shows or do concerts or like morning news programs, and they lip sync because they don't necessarily need to exert certain things. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is if something goes wrong, just own up to it.
This is what happened with Mariah, from what I heard. They said that she did not show up for rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Never showed up for rehearsal. She sent her assistant to rehearse in her place.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, one of the local news guys, I think on Channel 5 or one of them, he took footage because he was there while they were doing rehearsals.
Yeah.
And he used his phone to record the rehearsal that they were doing. And she barely did any rehearsing at all.
She said they didn't.
Oh, we did all of this rehearsal, whatever was the case. She didn't do a whole lot of rehearsing
at
all.
She didn't rehearse. She didn't rehearse because all of the people who were performing, you see, the stuff that came on from L.A. was pre-taped. But, however, the performances at Times Square were all live.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was appearing live at Times Square, came to rehearsal. They did their thing, and that was it. But Mariah did not rehearse at all. And when she opened her mouth, if you notice, nothing came out, and she was pissed off. I'm like, don't act like a spoiled brat. Come on now. Chill out.
I got to start wrapping it up. So, Brother B, what do you foresee in 2017, and what's coming up on your next show?
Put it like this. For the next show, I don't know. I don't know about that tonight.
Wow. That sounds like Donald Trump. Well, what you going to do next?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
maybe next episode we're going to grab him in the gooch. I don't know. But anyway, for 2017, I'm just going to pray. Like I think everybody just focus on what you need to do and make your money and live your life.
Okay. K-Dog, besides the dildo, what do you foresee in 2017?
That sounds like Donald Trump also, apparently.
2017, man, let me just say this. 2017, first up, I just got to say, everybody out there, do your own thing, and don't just talk about it, but be about it, and just live your life the best way you know how in 2017. The best of everything. That's it.
And the lovely thing to be, besides I don't care, and people are stupid, what do you foresee 2017? Because we know about your dildo thing already, so you could go.
Oh, boy.
You have issues, but anyway, well, we all know this already. Just make your money. Do it the right way. You know, you want to travel. You want to sit down and twiddle your dick. You want to have a drink. Just enjoy life.
And of course, just me, because Sean Black don't need to talk. Sean Black, 2017,
I foresee Milton X running for mayor of New York City.
Lord help us all.
And running on Black First. That's what I foresee happening. On a serious note, I think we're going to see less racial tolerance than we've had in past years, because now Obama is going to be out of office. And we're going to see much more grassroots, on-the-ground activism. And hopefully those kinds of things will get laws and movements started. I think that's what you're going to see a lot more of.
Okay. I got clear in my throat because I have a dildo in my mouth. But besides that.
No, damn.
Like I said earlier, that's more you than anybody. So.
What? I need to give it to me for Christmas.
I told you to teach him well. You didn't do shit.
Look, he's the one drinking the seltzer water. Maybe he needs to ease up on it.
Well, I want to talk about future topics that we're able to. Can't even talk. Excuse me.
See?
You're choking on that dildo.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm choking. Okay. Yeah. Future topics I want to talk about besides Trump, because I'm sure all of us will, we will be talking about Trump, but I'm sick and tired of talking about Trump.
Yeah.
But future topics, hopefully we could address, are child abuse, ACS, like who do you blame, the parents or the system, the school system, women rights and abortion, flag burning, should there be jail time, and my two favorite topics we will address.
Oh, yeah.
If the Bible is real. And also, do white people really know what racism really is? Those two topics we will address at a later date, after the Trump become your president for sure, January 20th.
We might do it the day he's inaugurated, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But, Brother B, K-Dog, Happy New Year, guys. Thank you so much. God bless
Happy
you
New
all.
Year, bro.
Yes, Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year. Thank you. And thank you for
Happy
helping us piss some people off once again this year. And we'll keep on going.
That's right.
All right. Oh, till next time, guys.
Guys. Enjoy your
Peace
week.
Out. Peace out.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Okay. Sean Black, your final thoughts on tonight's topic.
Well, as I said before, doom and transition. We can't forget about what's happened in Chicago. We can't forget about what's happened with all of the laws that have been thrown in, people that have been offended. We've had a weird year, and with all of the celebrities and all of the people that have passed away in the last year, hopefully this will be a year where we can start thinking about moving forward instead of all of this doom and gloom and racism and all the other stuff. We've got to move on from that. Hopefully it will.
I need to be.
Man, people need to start drinking. When people drink, they're merry and happy. They cheers, good luck, how are you? And that's what people need to start doing.
Okay. And the reaction to Sean's comment, I wish I could agree with you, but unfortunately, I don't see that. I see more chaos coming upon us for some odd reason. I'm not trying to be Mr. Negative here, but like all the things that's
Debbie
happening.
Downer.
Yeah, I'm a Debbie Downer, of course. That's all the time. But
of course.
I do see more craziness happening because the mindset of people, and like you guys keep saying over and over, people are stupid. I think people are becoming more stupider and stupider and stupider.
And they're getting more bold with their stupidity, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? No matter what you do, you're being criticized for it. And this internet thing is going off the wall.
Oh,
you know? Like, look at Ronda Rousey. Great fighter. Okay, you know what? She lost the fight. You know what? Yes, I think she should retire. But people were bashing her like she's a piece of crap. But wait a minute, she got $3 million for that fight.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make $3 million, and the one who beat the crap out of her only made six figures. So you really think about it, who's the winner?
Mm-hmm.
You know, give or take. But people are quickly to judge and talk nonsense. But that's the way society is. And I think because that example from that and what's going on with Trump and everything else, God help us all.
Maybe hopefully Trump should get in the UFC in an octagon ring and see what happens.
I think a lot of people would sign up for that, you know.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, I would so want to see that.
I'd sign up for that.
You know.
I would be curious on who he pays to stand in for him.
Yeah.
Probably a black guy. Probably be Brother B or someone like that.
It would be like seeing a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. We'd love to see that.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, we came back with Avengers. We came back with a strong show tonight. Thank you for listening to another crazy edition, the 2017 edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, the Hot Rod, with the one and the only,
Sean Black, and
Anitra B.
You know, for a second I thought Hot Rod forgot what his name was, you know?
Me too.
I know. Well, you like hesitated. I was like, what are you doing?
I'm excited.
He dipped into the seltzer again.
Yes. But next week we're going back to 10:30, regular time. And also, I'd like to apologize on Anitra's absence, because she was too busy doing her Christmas movies, if you know what I mean, titled Ho, Ho, Ho.
I'm trying to multitask here, gentlemen.
Yeah, she's trying to swallow.
At least she's embracing her. She's embracing.
She got to pay the bill somehow, right?
Next. Listen, I have good teachers here.
Oh boy.
Good night, guys.
Good night.